What's in Kristen's cold?
Can't breathe.
What is your motivation?
Yeah, I mean, how should I act?
Sexy.
That's not going to happen.
No. Come on.
Sorry.
Come on, you want to be sexy for us?
No.
What if we start moaning?
Oh, God,
I think
no.
We had this conversation.
You know, honestly,
before.
We did. I just wanted to try it again.
I have to say that lately, I've just not been as. I think I'm growing out of that phase of thinking that sex is like the funniest thing in the world. Isn't that sad?
Wait,
the funniest thing?
Well, not the funniest, but no, I think sex is fun, but I don't like talking about it with random people, and I kind of keep it to myself now, and it's just like it stays in the bedroom, and I'm happy with that.
But
you know?
You're still like very active and not like over sex.
No,
like,
no. Okay, okay. But but yeah, like
say,
our
I'm
movie
sorry,
review
Kristen,
later.
Geez.
Yeah,
I only have a few words.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay,
I have a few words, but it's more commentary on society.
I was gonna, yeah, I've got 4 pages of notes on that one coming up.
Good lord!
But before we get too far deep into the movie of the week, we are going to start a brand new session of What's in Kristen's Colon. What's in Kristen's colon? Can't breathe.
It's not that bad anymore, guys.
And that's it.
I went to see my gastroenterologist, and I've gotten everything figured out.
Is his name Gus?
I'm pretty regular. No.
Gus the gastro.
Gus the gastroenterologist.
He's got a very exotic name.
What is it?
I don't want to say.
Well, make up another exotic name, and never mind. This isn't going anywhere. And you're pretty regular. Gross. Okay.
Thumbs up.
So, this is going to be What's in Kristen's Colon. If you guys are playing along at home, here we go. The gist is you get, Mike and I, 20 questions. And how many of those Mike is going to get, we shall see, depending upon.
Should I write down my answer?
Yes, you should. Absolutely.
Cause you guys don't say I cheated.
Is it going to be good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
It's always good.
Write it on the back of that thing on the floor. This is good radio, by the way.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Should I write my answer out?
Like so off.
Unprepared.
Oh, well.
Is it off the cuff or on the cuff?
Off the cuff.
Off the cuff, okay.
Off the cuff, on the spot. No doubt.
All right.
Okay.
You got it? Give me that pen.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, here we go. So, for those of you guys playing along, this is What's in Kristen's Colon, Volume 3. That was the Kristen's Colon theme song.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Awesome. Mike, I'm giving you the first question.
All right.
Take it away and don't fuck it up.
Kristen... Do you have an animal, vegetable, or a mineral?
I said, don't fuck it up.
I'm sorry.
You can't even say animal. Do you have an animal?
Mineral.
Mineral.
Ooh, okay. It's a mineral. Mm-hmm. See, I have learned. I'm taking notes on this so we can refer back to it later.
I was
going to
say.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. All right, mineral. Is this mineral, Kristen, that you have in your colon, larger than a microwave?
No.
No. Okay. Smaller than a microwave. That's two. Smaller.
All right.
Take it away, Mike.
Would you find this mineral in an average household? Is the
yes?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay.
That means that's Kristen talk for it's. This is a weird way
universal,
out there sort of a thing.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Like the recycled paper, I could tote it around in my car.
Yeah.
When the fuck could
it
I
might
be toting
your
recycled
car? I don't
paper
know.
Around.
Yeah. So yes, you can find it in a regular household.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, regular household. Let's see here. Question number 4. These are yes/no questions.
Yes.
So that was not a question. Put it.
That was more of a statement.
Yeah, was a statement. Put the pinky down.
I think that sounded like a question. You were asking for validation.
No. Well, let's review the tape real quick. No. It was definitely a statement. Put the finger down.
Luckily, it's my game.
And that's me getting told. All right. All right. So the 4th question is yes, no questions only.
Be careful.
God damn it.
With
all
your
right
next question.
All right, here we go. The next question is this object composed out of a naturally occurring material?
No.
No. Pretty good, huh, Mike?
Yeah.
Take it away.
Yeah. All right. It's my turn.
Yep.
All right. Fuck! Are you seriously gonna fucking charge me for that one?
What? What?
She just put up another finger.
Son of a bitch! You hoe! No one likes you, just so you know.
Now all that right. Mike's taking the game seriously, I gotta take the game seriously. All questions apply.
All right, so just so we don't get charged another one, could you?
Whoa!
I didn't finish it. This is a statement. Repeat the question. This is repeat. That's a statement,
repeat
not a question.
Okay.
And so's that.
Yeah, you must think of a question.
You said, okay, so
no, I'd never even asked a fucking question. I haven't gotten there yet.
I was going to dock you another point for a repeat of my question, but I'm not going to.
Question number six.
You guys are learning. Man.
Question number six ended up being, and I'm only repeating it, what Mike said, is it my turn? So
God,
if you can see my notes right now, if you could, I'm writing down, yes, it's Mike's turn. Okay, Mike, go. Okay. And it is your turn.
Okay.
I hate you.
Would you go and could you go purchase this in a... grocery store, of a local pharmacy.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. No grocery store. That was a statement, not a question.
I know. I got it.
Okay, next one. So let's review real quick, Mike. Mineral, smaller than a microwave. It can be found in a regular household. It is not made of natural...
He's not concentrating. He's concentrating on stroking his beard right now and humming.
I'm contemplating.
Stroking something. Jesus Christ. Put that away. All right. Question number eight. Is this composed out of plastic?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Composed out of plastic. You got that?
All
right. Is this... I'm just going right on. Is this something that can be used... like in recreational downtime, like as a hobby?
No.
Go, Mike.
Is it a dildo?
No.
Getting pretty specific there.
Hey,
straight
well,
off the bat,
you know
right?
what?
Besides, she said non-recreational time.
Oh, yeah.
Is this something that can that is used in everyday life? Would someone use this every day?
Yes.
Yes. All right, Mike. Go.
Would you say that it is a more feminine type
item?
Of item, yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, huh? Okay, it's getting difficult now. That's
where are we at?
That's 10 down.
10
no.
down? Fuck.
Where did you get 13?
No, that's 12 down.
12?
8 left.
What?
You guys had two loser questions.
Is it a mineral? I'm repeating the question. Don't you dare count that or I'm going to kill you. Slowly and live on the air. Is it a mineral? Is it smaller than a microwave? Can it be found in a regular household? And then there was the bonehead yes, no questions only. It's not natural. That's 5. Mike's turn. That's 6. No. What the hell does that say? No
recreation? No groping?
No groping. No
groping.
No.
Gucci?
Sure. No. Gucci.
Snorcher? Gucci snorcher.
A Gucci snorcher? That's the pricey version?
Price tag is $80,000.
Plastic. Yes, it's made. It's not a dildo, and it is used every day. Oh, wait. And
is it no recreational stuff? See, you're not keeping good track. You have 8 questions left.
I'm sticking. All I have to do is raise and lower fingers. It's not that hard.
Well, all he has to do is write down yes or no.
He
and
missed
like
one
what?
That I could see, obviously. So I'm sure he missed 2.
I missed 2 on purpose. I was trying to back you and I up for okay. those questions that she cheated
right on,
us
okay.
out of.
Right.
Jerk faces.
It's not a feminine item specifically. Okay. So, Mike, it's plastic, smaller than a microwave. Can be found in a regular household, is used every single day, not specifically feminine, and it's not a dildo, not made out. It's and it's made out of plastic. Is this used in cooking?
Nope.
No cooking, huh?
Is it a toiletry item?
No.
Do you have to be a contractor to purchase this item?
No.
I don't know where that one came from. Like, sorry about that.
Five
left. We got to make these count.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys aren't going to get it.
Is it made out of plastic smaller than a microwave? Are there usually more than one of these items in someone's house?
Potentially.
What? Yeah. If I'm asking yes and no questions, yeah. I want a yes and no answer, not potentially, goddamn.
Okay. In the average American household, yes.
Okay.
Evil laugh.
It's not diapers, is it?
No.
Oh, son of a bitch. Sorry.
No. That was...
I could see her going there. But yeah, not really. Yeah. Take it away, Mike. We got three left. We're not making this.
No.
Not unless we, like, make the random...
I'm not going to do it.
Not unless we make, like, a random guess. Let's go with, is it a...
You know what? I think you owe us one non-yes-no answer for fucking us over with those three questions.
Fucking you over.
I want to know, what room of the house would you find this in? Come on.
All right. You're using a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Garage.
Cool. Ooh, the garage. Mm-hmm. The garage. We only got two, Mike. That's one for me and one for you.
I've got one.
Do it.
Remote control?
Nope.
Why the hell would you use a remote control? Oh, wait. Yeah, for the garage door
opener.
What
the fuck are you turning on me for?
I just got this image of the universal remote in the garage, and I'm like, what the hell are you thinking?
Volume up. Volume up.
Mute. Recording. I have to record the lawnmower before it goes out of season. Whatever that means.
You guys aren't making sense. Losers.
Right, last question.
You got the last one?
God damn it. All right. It's in the garage. It's plastic. It's smaller than a microwave. Regular household. Yes.
Should we have a huddle, dude?
I think so.
All right. Let's have a
huddle. All right. What do we got? Kristen, tell them something interesting about yourself while we're doing this.
Something interesting.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot less interesting over the years, I found out.
Why the hell are you doing math problems? This is no idea about math problems.
And now I'm not even concentrating.
Okay.
I like alcohol.
I'm drinking wine.
Oh, that's where the wine went.
Yeah. All right. Our last question for this round of What's in Kristen's Colon. It's in the garage. Is it...
Your conferring didn't do anything for you?
He was doing math problems.
Then it didn't do anything for you.
Is it a toolbox?
No.
You're a toolbox. What the fuck? A toolbox? It's out of metal.
I've got two plastic toolboxes in mine.
It's true.
All right. Toss over that answer here real quick.
Way to catch.
That's why I am not a professional sports star. It's because I can't catch.
Or a man.
Mike is a man, and he's a catcher, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
What the hell? What the hell is this supposed to fucking be, an odometer?
You don't know what an odometer is?
I know what it is.
You really need to turn in your man card.
Are you kidding me?
Apparently, there's an odometer in Kristen's colon.
So I can keep track of mileage. But I'm...
Goddamn, Kristen, you suck balls. More after this.